Sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Kerry, good to see you. How have you been?
I'm well. Good morning. Happy fall.
Happy fall. Happy fall.
'Tis the season. The leaves are changing. The weather is changing. And this is the season a lot of my clients are ready to clean things up. And the theme of fall for me has been mortgage refinancing. Oh, okay. So I want to chat about that today. I want to share some stories of how I've been able to change the lives and the financial lives and the stress in the families that I've been working with refinancing your mortgage. I still have the mortgage no fee refinance. So that covers the legal and appraisal fees. So not a cent out of my clients' pockets to pay for any appraisal or legal fees, which is typical when you refinance your mortgage. Again, no application fee, never is with a Kerry Cardinal mortgage. There are no broker charges. I get paid by the bank. But I'm going to tell us some stories about kind of the things that I've been seeing this fall. Mm-hmm. If these stories resonate with you or your friends or your family members, rates are low. It is a great time to try to clear up either high interest rate credit cards and a whole bunch of different things. The other really beautiful part about the mortgage refinance, Dave, is there is no age discrimination.
Oh, okay. What do
you mean? People say, well, I'm 70, Kerry. I don't think that I am going to outlive this 25-year mortgage.
Gotcha.
If you are in your golden years and or you know somebody from your friends or family member that are in their golden years and that are looking to either do a renovation, pay off some debt, gift some money for something and want to tap into the equity of your property, you can. There is no age discrimination with the Kerry Cardinal mortgage. That means into their 80s, I've done mortgages for 30 years, Dave. And people say, well, what happens if I don't outlive this mortgage? What happens? Well, the property is sold and, you know, the mortgage is paid back. So it is a win-win for a lot of people that are on a fixed income that may have had unexpected expenses or, you know, things hadn't come in as planned and they're sitting on some high interest rate debt. Keep that in mind. But here are some of the things that I've seen. Here are some of the scenarios that I've run into this fall, and I was able to save my clients a whole bunch of money. First story I want to share was a recent one. This was a really beautiful young family that had a child playing high level sports.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And as you know, what happens with that? So they're traveling around the country, outside of the country, fees, competitions, travel, you know, all of these expenses. So what ended up happening was they were 5-year clients of mine. Their mortgage was coming up for renewal. That's the sweet spot. If you're up for renewal, there's going to be no penalties. They came back and they said, I want to refinance. We need to clear up these debts. This is what's happening with our daughter. And these are the expenses that were starting to occur. And what can you do to help? So what I was able to do is I took a $249,000 mortgage, Dave, $1,363 a month, paid off $21,000 in various debts, which included credit cards. Most of them were very high interest, and a loan that was at $638 a month. So they needed $270,000. Their expenditure was $2,001 a month. I gave them $290,000, Dave, so an extra $20,000 because of all these high ticket expenses
they're
coming
up. Yeah.
New mortgage, 5-year refinance, 2.89%, so lower than the last term. Their new payments, because they needed to keep them low because of the expenses, $1,202 a month. That saved them $799 a month.
Wow.
I could literally see the stress rolling off of their shoulders as they signed those mortgage documents, and they were for real, like, this is actually happening. And it was so simple. I said, I do these every day of the week. So simple. I did another one, basement renovation. Again, another young family living in a property, just families growing. They just needed to finish the basement. They're chunking away at the mortgage, and they actually didn't want to reduce their mortgage payments. They wanted to pay a little bit extra, but take advantage of that equity. $212,000 mortgage, Dave, coming up for renewal. They were paying $1,003 a month on that. They needed $31,000 to complete their basement renovation. So I gave them $243,000, 2.99%. So the basement reno increased their mortgage by $103 a month.
Oh, wow.
And it was totally worthwhile for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in different scenarios that I see all the time with these mortgage refinancing applications. The beauty part of it, Dave, is I take this application and I tailor it exactly to what my customer needs. Whether you want to pay it off in 10 years or 30 years, or I just had a client that I did a mortgage for in the spring that retired and we needed to keep the payments a little bit longer because the qualifying criteria. And I said to her, when you are settled and you're into retirement and the summer has passed, come see me and we'll put a plan together to reduce that amortization from 20 years to 10 years. And she came in the last couple of weeks and we sat down and we played around with the numbers and we figured out a plan to pay off that mortgage in 10 years.
Mm.
So the mortgage doesn't have to drive you.
I was just going to say, you look at the three different examples you've given here and they're just so widely varied in the needs and circumstances and the life cycles they're in.
Absolutely. If you find yourself in your later years, this next story that I want to talk to you about is about a family that had good income, but they were putting their children through post-secondary education. And as you know, that's not cheap.
Yes.
They had a $295,000 mortgage. They were paying $2,400 a month on it, and they needed to pull out about $30,000 for university costs for their children. They had a lot of equity in the house, Dave, and this is the beauty part of tailoring the mortgage. So what I did was I gave them a $325,000 mortgage, and then I gave them a $50,000 line of credit at prime plus 0.5%, so that if they had ongoing expenses down the road, they weren't dipping into a high interest rate credit card. Mm-hmm. They could still tap into the equity of the house. Again, that was a part of my no-fee refinance program. So I gave them a $325,000 mortgage. It was $1,962 a month for payments, a $50,000 line of credit, which they were going to have to use at their leisure, prime plus 0.5%, prime's 3.95%, so 4.45%. Their cash flow was important, so I was able to reduce their expenditures on just the mortgage alone by $437 a month.
Wow.
So what they planned to do is they weren't able to save for some of those other things they wanted to save for. Vacations,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of money for your TFSA. All those things that they were so tight on the mortgage, and then it seemed like bill after expense was coming forward, and they weren't able to actually get ahead. So that's the beauty of the carry card to mortgage is that tailoring. So whether I want to talk about what you need to refinance a mortgage. Do we have time in this segment, Dave?
Yeah, let's come back. And that way we'll be able to walk through all of it kind of front to start, and then nobody will miss anything.
Right. I'm heated up today.
You are.
I've been thinking about the money saving and the stress saving that the carry card to mortgage has, and I want to share it with everyone.
And we'll do that. More of that when we come back. Of course, the website, your first stop, carrycardinal.com. That's carrycardinal.com. Back with more of The Mortgage Show in just a moment.